Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 15, Text 16. Satyasandha, Antarasatya, Shoka Sura. Could you English say it? Go. English say it. Santushtasya nirihasya Kutastat kama lovena bhavato atte khyati saha santushtasya nirihasya Satma Rama Sajatsukam Kutastat Kama Lovena Bhavato Arte Vyadisaha Santushtasya Nirihasya Santushtasya. Of one who is fully satisfied with Krishna consciousness. Nirihasya. Who doesn't endeavor for his livelihood? Swa. One. Atmaramasya. Who is self-satisfied? Jat. That. Sukham. Happiness. Kutaha. Where? Tat. Such happiness. Kama lovena. Impelled by lust and greed. Bhavataha. Of one who is wandering here and there. Arthe haya. Artha kiya. With a desire for accumulating wealth. Disa. In all directions. So, translation by Sri Prabhupada Maharaj. One who is content and satisfied and who links his activities with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, residing in everyone's heart, enjoys transcendental happiness without endeavoring for his livelihood. Where is such happiness for a materialistic man who is impelled by lust and greed and who therefore wanders in all directions with a desire to accumulate wealth? मनुष्य संतुष्ट जो व्यक्ति आत्मतृप्त और संतुष्ट एवं निजर कार्यकलाप मध्यम सर्वांतर्जामी भगवान सहित युक्त से जीविकार्जन कौन सी प्रकार चेष्टा नक दिव्य आनंद उपभोग करती काम और लोह द्वारा प्रभावित हुए जो व्यक्ति धन संग्रह वासन इतस्त भावित हुए से कौन कतले से आनंद उपभोग कर So next verse 17. सदा संतुष्ट संतुष्ट मनसः सर्वा शिवमयादिशः शर्करा कंटकादिभ्यो यथो पान पदा शिवम्। ट्रांसलेशन फॉर अ पर्सन हु हैज सुटेबल शूज ऑन हिज फीट देयर इज नो डेंजर इवन व्हेन ही वॉक्स ऑन पेबल्स एंड थॉर्न्स फॉर हिम एवरीथिंग इज ऑस्पिशियस। सिमिलरली फॉर वन हु इज ऑलवेज सेल्फ सेटिस्फाइड there is no distress, indeed he feels happiness everywhere। no sodian var paduka parihita vyaktinkar jepari pathara godi o kantay par chali gale ata kichi kheti hue nahi sei pari santushta chitta vyaktinkar kaunsi klesha hue nahi bastare se sabore sukha anubhav karanti etri madhya kaunsi nagarta nahi parishu patriya sukha संतुष्ट केन वा राजन नवर्त्यता बालिन औपस्थ्य जेय कार्पण्या गृहपालायते जनः। दैट मीन्स माई डियर किंग ए सेल्फ सेटिस्फाइड पर्सन कैन बी हैप्पी इवन इफ ओनली ड्रिंकिंग वाटर। हाउएवर वन हु इज ड्राइविंग बाय द सेंसेस एस्पेशियली बाय द क्राउन एंड जेनिटल्स must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses। This is a quote there। So according to the shastras, a brahmana or a cultured person in Krishna consciousness will not enter anyone's service to maintain body and soul together, and especially not for satisfaction of the senses। A true brahmana is always satisfied, even if he has nothing to eat, he can drink a little water and be satisfied। This is only a matter of practice। Unfortunately, however, no one is educated in how to be satisfied in self-realization। As explained above, a devotee is always satisfied because he feels the presence of the super soul within his heart and thinks of him 24 hours a day। That is real satisfaction। A devotee is never driven by the temptations of the tongue and genitals, and thus he is never victimized by the laws of material nature। So for our yanga je jo mane je rajan atmatrupti vyakti keval tikye jalpan kari sukhi jai pare, kintu jo vyakti tara indra gunka dara chalitebe bishesh kari jiva o upasth dara ताको अवश्य तार इंद्रिय तृप्ति साधन गृहपालित कुकुर स्थान ग्रहण करने शास्त्र अनुसार ब्राह्मण व संस्कृति संपन्न कृष्ण भावना व्यक्ति जीवन धारण विशेषकर इंद्रिय सुखों पर दासत्व ग्रहण करे ना प्रकृत ब्राह्मण सर्वदा संतुष्ट था जब खाइबा न था केवल टी पानी पीकर संतुष्ट रहती यह अभ्यास कथा। दुर्भाग्यवशत आत्म उपलब्धि मध्यम किपर संतुष्ट होगा हुए से शिक्षा कह दि जाएगा पूर्वर विश्लेषण कराई भक्त सर्वदा ही संतुष्ट कारण से हृदय परमात्मा उपस्थिति अनुभव करती दिन भितर चौबीस घंटा कथ चिंता करती प्रकृत सतोष भक्त केत जीवा उपस्थित होने द्वारा परिचालित होती ना एवं से जड़ा प्रकृत आईन द्वारा दंडित होती ना। सो आई विल स्पीक फर्स्ट इंग्लिश देन ओडिया ओके माय इंग्लिश इज नॉट सो गुड सो प्लीज एक्सक्यूज मी। सो दिस सेवन कैंटो इज डील्स विद पोषण और हाउ the Lord protects his devotees। There are 10 items or 10 subjects, subject matters in Bhagavatam। They are stated in Bhagavatam canto 2 that atra sarva visargasya sthana poshana mudaya manvantara visana tatha nirodha mukti rasya। They भागवतम रे दशटी विषय रही गोटे हूँ स्वर्ग तापर हूँ विसर्ग स्थान पोषण तापर मृत्यु निरोध मनंतर निरोधर मुक्ति आश्रय।
ଏ ଦଶଟି ବିଷୟ ଭାଗବତ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଇଛି। ଏଇ ଯେଉଁ ଦଶଟି ବିଷୟ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଇଛି, ଏଇ ଦଶଟି ବିଷୟରେ ବିଶେଷ ଭାବରେ ଏଇ ଭାଗବତର ସପ୍ତମ ସ୍କନ୍ଧରେ ପୋଷଣ ବିଷୟ ବର୍ଣ୍ଣନା କରାଯାଇଛି। କେମିତି ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କର ଭକ୍ତକୁ ରକ୍ଷା କରେ। ସୋ ଦିସ୍ ଟେନ୍ ସବଜେକ୍ଟ ସବଜେକ୍ଟ ମ୍ୟାଟର୍ସ ଆର୍ ଡିସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଏସ୍ପେସିଆଲି ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ସେଭେନ୍ ହାଉ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟ ହିଜ୍ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ଡ ପୋଷଣ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଡିସ୍କ୍ରାଇବ୍ ଇନ୍ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତମ୍ କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ସେଭେନ୍। ସୋ ଇନ୍ ଦିସ୍ କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟୋ ସେଭେନ୍ କ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟୋ ଆଉ ୱି ସି ହାଉ ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦ ମହାରାଜ ୱାଜ୍ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଇଭିନ୍ ଇଫ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ଟର୍ଚର୍ଡ ଇନ୍ ମେନି ୱେଜ୍ ବାଇ ହିଜ୍ ଓନ୍ ଫାଦର୍ ହିରଣ୍ୟକଶିପୁ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ୱାଜ୍ ପ୍ରୋଟେକ୍ଟେଡ୍ ଅଲ୍ ସର୍କମ୍‌ଷ୍ଟାନ୍ସେସ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ। ଆମେ ଦେଖିବା ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭାଗବତଙ୍କ ସପ୍ତମ ସ୍କନ୍ଧରେ ପ୍ରହ୍ଲାଦ ମହାରାଜ ଯିଏକି ଜଣେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତ, ତାଙ୍କର ନିଜ ପିତାଙ୍କ ଦ୍ୱାରା ବହୁତ ପ୍ରକାର ଦଣ୍ଡିତ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ସେ। ଏମିତିକି ତାଙ୍କ ପିତା ତାଙ୍କୁ ମାରିଦେବା ପାଇଁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରିଥିଲେ, କୌଣସି ଉପାୟରେ ମାରିବା ପାଇଁ, ଯେକୌଣସି ଉପାୟରେ ତାକୁ ମାରିବା ପାଇଁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କରିଥିଲେ। କିନ୍ତୁ ଯେତେ ଉପାୟରେ ହିରଣ୍ୟକଶିପୁ ମାରିବା ପାଇଁ ଚେଷ୍ଟା କଲେ ମଧ୍ୟ ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କୁ ଭଗବାନ ସଦେବ ତାଙ୍କୁ ରକ୍ଷା କରିଛନ୍ତି। ସୋ ଅନ୍ ଫିଫ୍ଥ ମେ ଦିସ୍ ଲର୍ଡ ନରସିଂହଦେବ ଇଜ୍ ଆପିୟରାନ୍ସ ଡେ ଇଜ୍ ଦେୟାର ଇନ୍ ଫିଫ୍ଥ ମେ ସ୍ୟାଟର୍ଡ଼େ କମିଂ ସ୍ୟାଟର୍ଡ଼େ। ସୋ ହିଜ୍ activities is a past times described on that day in detail this Krishnadev's appearance day asada me master kare bhagwan Krishnadev kara abhirbhav ki paran kara jibo se dina Krishnadev sir vistar kar banna kara jibo teno we'll see that Lord protects devotees in all circumstances and not only protects but also maintains। Here it is stated in this verse how the Lord maintains his devotees, dear devotees. Those who are dear devotees of the Lord, they do not have to depend on others for their maintenance, for their basic necessities. They don't depend on others. Jemane bhagwan ko shuddha bhakta semane anya upar nirbhar karantine tankar avashyakta puran pai ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ପୂରଣ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ସେମାନେ ଅନ୍ୟ ଉପରେ ନିର୍ଭର କରନ୍ତି ନାହିଁ। ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟେଡ୍ ଚାପ୍ଟର୍ 9 ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ଅନନ୍ୟା ଚିନ୍ତନ୍ତୁ ମା ଯେ ଜନା ପ୍ରତିପାସତେ ଦେଶାଂ ଇତ୍ୟାଦି ଯୁକ୍ତମାନ ଯୋଗ କେ ଭାବେ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଡିପେଣ୍ଡ ଅନ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଆଣ୍ଡ without any alternative, he is the solely depending on the Lord, then all his requirements, all his necessities were provided by the Lord. He himself brings all these necessities on his head, Bahami, that's why this word Bahami is used. ଭଗବତ ଗୀତାର ନବମ ଅଧ୍ୟାୟରେ ଭଗବାନ କହୁଛନ୍ତି ଯେଉଁମାନେ ମୋର ଶୁଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତ ତାଙ୍କର ଯୋଗକ୍ଷେମ, ତାଙ୍କର ଯୋଗ କହିଲେ ଯାହା ତାଙ୍କର ନାହିଁ ତାକୁ ସେ ପ୍ରଦାନ କରିବେ, ଏବଂ କ୍ଷମ କହିଲେ ଯେଉଁଟା ଅଛି ତାକୁ ସେ ରକ୍ଷା କରିବେ, ସୁରକ୍ଷା ଦେବେ। ଏ ଦୁଇଟି ଜିନିଷ ସେ କରନ୍ତି, ଯାହା ଆମର ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ଅଛି ସେଇଟାକୁ ସେ ପୂରଣ କରନ୍ତି, ଏବଂ ଯାହା ରହିଛି ଆମ ପାଖରେ ସେ ଜିନିଷଟାକୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ସେ ସୁରକ୍ଷା ପ୍ରଦାନ କରନ୍ତି, ଯୋଗକ୍ଷେମ। ତେଣୁ ଯେଉଁମାନେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଭକ୍ତ ତାଙ୍କର ଯୋଗକ୍ଷମ, ତାଙ୍କର ଯେଉଁ ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା, ତାଙ୍କର ଯେଉଁ ଚଳିବା ପାଇଁ ଯାହା ଦରକାର, ସେଥିପାଇଁ ସିଏ ଅନ୍ୟ ଉପରେ ନିର୍ଭର କରନ୍ତି ନାହିଁ। ତ ପିଓର ଡିଭୋଟିଜ୍ ଦେ ସୋଲିଲି ଡିପେଣ୍ଡ ଅନ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଫର୍ ଦେୟାର ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଦେୟାର ରିକ୍ୱାରମେଣ୍ଟ, ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଦେ ନିଡ୍, ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଏଭର୍ ଦେ ରିକ୍ୱାର, ଏଭ୍ରିଥିଙ୍ଗ ଇଜ୍ ସପ୍ଲାଏଡ୍ ବାଇ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ। ଦଟ୍ସ ୱାଇ ଦିସ୍ ୱାର୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ୟୁଜ୍ ଯୋଗକ୍ଷେମ ଶ୍ରୀମଦ୍ ଭଗବତ ଗୀତା ଚାପ୍ଟର 9 this word is used, it is called yoga kshema. Yoga means whatever we are lacking, we need this thing, we need that, we need this, all these things are provided by the Lord, that is called yoga. And kshema means those whatever we are having at present, we are having these assets, These assets were also protected by the Lord. That is called Khema, this word, Yoga Khema. Whatever we are lacking, Lord provides, and whatever we are having, Lord maintains that or protects that. That's why this Yoga Khema word is used. So this word is very important. Those who are Ananyas Chintayantu, without any consideration, without any alternative, some other persons may help us. In these, without these alternatives, one who solely depends on the Lord, Ananyas Chintu Tuma Jejana Pratipasana. Only his only duty is to worship the Lord, Pratipasana. So because they are Nitya Vijuktam, because they are always attached to the Lord, they are always connection with the Lord, that's why Lord provides whatever necessities we require and whatever maintains and protects whatever assets we are having. So I understood. Okay. So Bhagavan, even here, human Bhagavan for Ananya Bhakta, Ananya Mahadrisha Nirva Panatani. We will give an example. Our Lord's devotee, Siddhar. He was a very poor man. So once Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he was showing his Aishwarjas or his opulences. Sat Prahariya Bhava, that is called, for seven Prahara, that is almost one day. One day and one night is 8 hours, 8 Prahara. So 21 hours, 7 Satpraya Bhava. Once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this his opulence to his devotees. So at that time he told all the devotees who were present there, you ask whatever boon you require. Whatever you require, you must take it from me. So many devotees asked something. So at that time Siddhar was there. Siddhar. You know Siddhar? Ola Ola. Siddhar means yes. He was very poor man. He was just for maintenance, he was selling this banana, plantains and all this. All these things. He was maintaining his livelihood by this selling these things. Kola Gacha Siddhar is called. Kola means it's a green banana, which is not ripe, green banana. So at that time Mahaprabhu told him that he was not asking anything, and another person is there, his name is Sivas Pandit. Sivas Pandit was also his dear devotees. He is one of the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi. Sivas. Sivas is the incarnation of Naradmuni. Naradmuni kara avatar, he was Sivas Pandit. Sivas Pandit, he was having a very family. Was having wife, was having children, and all these things. So, the Lord wanted Sivas Pandit to take some boon from him. Yes. The Lord Mahaprabhu wanted Sivas Pandit to take some boon from him, to ask something from him. So, Sivas Pandit didn't ask anything, didn't pray for anything. So, Mahaprabhu told him that you are a family holder, you are a Grihastha, you require some our opulence or money or some fund for your maintenance. So why don't you ask anything? So, similarly, Siddhar was also there. Siddhar was also not asking anything. But Sivas Pandit, I want to narrate this Sivas Pandit's incident. So Sivas Pandit told, and he clapped 3 times. He clapped 3 times. So Mahaprabhu wanted to know what the significance of this clapping 3 times, why he clapped. So Sivas Pandit told that I will wait for one day. If nothing is available, I will wait for one day. With my wife and children, I will wait for one day for some food or some necessity will be there. If that is not available on that day, I will wait for the second day. So for the second day, I myself with my wife and children will wait for some food, something, some necessities, we will wait for that. But if when that's the second day, it is also not available, then we will wait for the third day. So on the third day, myself, my wife and children, all will start if it is not available on third day. Then on third day, if nothing is available, then we will commit suicide by putting ourselves inside the Ganges, river Ganges, by drowning in the river Ganges. तेणु भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो नवद करते गोटे सात प्रहरिया भाव देखते सात प्रहरिया भाव एक घंटा धरिकी भाव देखते से समय शिवास पंडित जन थे जहाँ गृह से महाप्रभु सबदे सन्ध्या बेले कबाट दे कि रात नाम कीर्तन करते तेणु ताकू कहले महाप्रभु कि तुम बर्तमान गरीब अच्छ तुम किसी धन ना आ तुम पिला छुआ सब अच्छा तेनाली चलने जहाँ किसी दरकार तुम मागिक नि तुम किसी धन दरकार तुम नि तेणु शिवास पंडित तीनो ताली मारे तीनो ताली मारे महाप्रभु पचारे तीनो ताली मार अर्थ कौन ना तीनो ताली मार अर्थ हूँ प्रथम दिन आम स्त्री पिला सहित आम अपेक्षा करूँ किसी आम जहाँ आवश्यकता अच्छी खाद्य पाइबापी आप अपेक्षा कर किंतु जदि से दिन न मिलला तार द्वितीय दिन अपेक्षा करबे कोनो जदि द्वितीय दिन न मिलला तार तृतीय दिन मध्ये अपेक्षा करबे किंतु जदि तृतीय दिन न मिलला ताले आमे गंगारे समस्त जाइकि भासि गंगारे विसर्जन तेणु शिवास पंडित व्हाट एवर ही रिक्वायर्स व्हाट एवर हिज फॉर डेली मेंटेनेंस फॉर हिज रिक्वायरमेंट व्हाट एवर वाज रिक्वायर्ड एवरीथिंग वाज प्रोवाइडेड बाय द लॉर्ड Actually, everything for every, it is stated in Upanishad that Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eka Bhavanam, Do Buddhadhati Kama. The Lord is eternal and we all are eternal. But we are in plural number, He is in singular number. Nityo Nityanam. And He is Chetanam, Chetan means conscious. He is conscious and we all are also conscious. Chetanana, Chetanas Chetanana. But what is the difference then? Lord and ourselves, Lord is eternal, we are eternal. Lord is conscious, we are also conscious. So is there no difference? No, there is difference. What is the difference? That is stated, Eko Bahuna is in singular number and we all are in plural number. Eko Bahuna. जो विधधा की काम व्हाट एवर वी रिक्वायर व्हाट एवर काम व्हाट एवर डिजायर्स और व्हाट एवर आवर रिक्वायरमेंट्स आर देयर एक बहुना ही सप्लाइज ऑल ही सप्लाइज एवरीथिंग दैट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन लॉर्ड एंड आवर सेल्फ वी द लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड ही इज द लॉर्ड द डिफरेंस इज दैट ही प्रोवाइड्स व्हाट एवर वी रिक्वायर मैन प्रपोजेस गॉड डिस्पोजेस Whatever we require, everything is supplied by the Lord. तेणु ये आम उपनिषद वर्णन कर भगवान को भगवान आम दु जन मानने क्वालिटी देखा गले भगवान होते नित्य आम नित्य भगवान चेतनशील आम चेतनशील तेल भगवान और आम भर तफा कौन भगवान एक आम हूँ अनेक एवं आम समस्त जहाँ जहाँ आवश्यकता भगवान पूरण कर एक बहुना विधाति काम सो इट इज स्टेटेड इन कदमपुराण दैट 84 मिलियन ऑफ 84 लैक्स दैट 8,004,000 स्पेसीज ऑफ ह्यूमन लिविंग बींग्स आर देयर 84 लैक्स 84 लैक्स मीन्स 84 and 5 zeros, 84 lakh. 8,400,000 in species of living entities are there. In Padaprana it is stated. So, out of those 8,400,000 species of living entities, 9 lakh are जलदा मतलब प्राणी वाटर वाटर बॉडीज आर देयर 9 लाख स्थावरा विशलक के भी स्थावर मीन्स दोज हु कैन नॉट मूव स्थावर दे आर लाइक ट्रीज एंड प्लांट्स माउंटेन्स दे आर ऑल्सो लिविंग एंटिटीज सो दे आर ऑफ 20 लाख देन रुमय रुद्र संक्रम स्मॉल लिविंग स्मॉल वार्म्स entities, that's called Krumi. Krumi, they are of 11 lakh ants. 11, Rudra Sankalpa, means 11 lakhs. Then comes this bars. Bars are 10 lakh times. Rasalakya Pakar, Pakhi Achandri, 10 lakhs. Then comes animals, they are 30 lakhs. Tirishlakya Pakar, Achandri, Pasu Achandri. Nalakya Pakar, Jaljiva, 20 लक्ष प्रकार स्थावर बा जो मैंने गोटे जगह रुंती 20 लक्ष प्रकार 11 लक्ष प्रकार छोट छोट कृमि 10 लक्ष प्रकार पक्षी और 30 लक्ष प्रकार पशु अच्छे तो ऑल दिस आर फॉर 80 लाख्स दैट मीन्स 8 मिलियन स्पेसीज ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज मानवेतर प्राणी दे आर लोअर देन ह्यूमन बींग्स सो फॉर ऑल ऑफ देम लॉर्ड प्रोवाइड्स फूड Then human beings are only 4 lakh. 4 lakh kinds. 4 lakh people are not. Tell me, Bhagavan can give us people from Jahara Avasakhada, which can go down a body. So, our Sushma Gauravandu Swami gives an example. Suppose in a road, there is a bag of rice. Somehow or other, there is a bag of rice in a road. Anyone can take that rice. In the road. So if a bird comes, so whatever he requires, he will take. And if some animal comes, whatever his requirement, he will take that rice. But if a human being comes, he will take the entire bag of rice. So, Sita, our Sushma Gauravandu Swami Manas Gandhi, whatever the rasta re, the chawal of rasta re padichi, ଗୋଟେ ପକ୍ଷୀଟେ ଆସିଲେ ତାର ଯେତିକି ଦରକାର ସେ ନେବ ଖାଇବା ପାଇଁ ଯେତିକି ଦରକାର ସେତିକି ନେଇଯିବ ଗୋଟେ ପଶୁଟେ ଆସିଲେ ତାର ଯେତିକି ଦରକାର ଖାଇବା ପାଇଁ ସେ ସେଇଟା ନେଇଯିବ କିନ୍ତୁ ଯଦି ଗୋଟେ ମଣିଷ ଜଣେ ଆସିଲା ତାହେଲେ ସେ ସବୁ ଜାଗା ରାଇସ୍ ବ୍ୟାଗ୍ ଧରିକିରି ଅଖାକୁ ଧରିକି ସେ ଚାଲିବ ସୋ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ କଲ୍ ଗ୍ରିଡ୍ ଇୟର୍ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଲୋଭ ମେନ୍ସନ୍ ଗ୍ରିଡ୍ ବିକଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଗ୍ରିଡ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ଦେର୍ ଆର୍ ସୋ ମେନି ପ୍ରୋବ୍ଲେମ୍ସ ଇନ୍ ଆୱାର୍ ହ୍ୟୁମାନ୍ societies. Why the Lord will not provide our basic necessities? Lord will provide. But Lord stops providing these basic necessities when one is greedy. When one comes under greed, kama, krodha, lobha. These things are asuric, demonian qualities. Kama, krodha, lobha. So because it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the javab kriyate jatharam, तावत सत्तो भी देहिना अधिकंतु जो अभिमन्यते सस्तेन दंडम अदत् वाई देर इज स्कार्सिटी वाई देर इज फूड प्रॉब्लम इन ह्यूमन बीइंग्स इट्स स्टेटेड दैट देर आर स्कार्सिटी ऑफ फूड खाद्य समस्या देखा जाऊ कारण कौन तर कारण हूँ इट इज स्टेटेड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम जावत भियत जठरम इन दिस सेवंथ कैप्टर इट इज स्टेटेड जावत भियत जठरम तावत सत्व ही देना अधिकंतु जो अभिमन्यता सस्तेन दंड मरते तो व्हाट हाउ मच वी रिक्वायर व्हाट एवर वी रिक्वायर दैट इज और एट कैन बी जावत प्रियत जठरम तावत सत्वम ही देना अधिकम जो अभिमन्यता सस्तेन दंड मरते यू नो दिस वर्स ओके इज इट माय फेमस वर्स वट एवर इज पॉसिबल वट एवर इज रिक्वायर्ड इन अवर स्टोमक वी शुड टेक दैट मच जावत प्रियत जठरम तावत सत्व ही देना
दैट मच ओनली वी शुड रिक्वायर और वी शुड टेक. अधिकांश जो अभिमन्यते दोज पर्सन्स आउट ऑफ ग्रीड दोज हु टेक मोर देन देयर रिक्वायरमेंट सस्तेन सस्तेन मीन्स ही इज ए थी सो ही शुड बी पनिश्ड. इट इज स्टेटेड इन दिस चैप्टर सेवेंथ इन दिस चैप्टर सेवेंथ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 14 जस्ट आई मीन इन चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 8 जस्ट प्रीवियस चैप्टर दिस इज 15 चैप्टर प्रीवियस चैप्टर चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर 14 वर्स 8 इट इज स्टेटेड जावत भ्रियत जटर हाउ मच वी कैन एकोमोडेट इन आवर स्टमक जठर जठर मीन स्टमक दिस मच वी रिक्वायर दिस मच वी शुड टेक बट इफ यू टेक मोर देन ही इज ए थी सच पेन दंड मार ही रिक्वायर्स पनिशमेंट सो वट एवर स्पैसिटी और वट एवर फूड प्रॉब्लम इज देयर इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ आवर ग्रीड बिकॉज वी आर we want that we should store it in future we will require our children will come and their children will come in this way we go on saving ourselves saving for future so this saving inclination this comes out of greed because we do not depend solely on God we don't think that God will protect us in our danger or in our some problem adversity God will maintain us God will provide all protection because we have that much faith that's why we depend on ourselves for our protection we will accumulate so much wealth so that in future we will have no problem in this way people generally try to solve their problems in this way they don't depend on the Lord That's why even if they gather so much, so many accumulations, everything they gather, but at the end, Lord takes away all their opulences. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that Mrityu Sarva Harastaham, in 10th chapter, Lord said that I take away all their possessions in the form of death. Mrityu Sarva Harastaham, everything I take away at the time of death. तेणु भगवान जो मैंने निर्भर करूना जहाँ जहाँ आवश्यकता अच्छे भगवान पूरण कर 80 लक्ष जीवन जहाँ जहाँ आवश्यकता अच्छे भगवान पूरण करते प्रभुपाद महाराज कहते प्रभुपाद महाराज गिव्स वन एग्जांपल दैट वन एलिफेंट ही टेक्स 40 केजी ऑफ फूडस्टफ एट ए टाइम 40 केजी एंड देन एंट ही टेक्स ओनली वन ग्रेन ऑफ राइस वन ग्रेन That is sufficient for it. And Lord provides everyone his requirements. So why Lord will not provide the human beings whatever they require? Lord will provide because we do not depend on the Lord. That's why we are having so many scarcity, so many problems. So no problem for us. But one thing, that the 84 lakh jiva do achanti, 80 lakh jiva is in manav tarpan. ତାଙ୍କର ଯାହା ଯାହା ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ଗୋଟେ ହାତୀ ତାର ଗୋଟେ ଥରକୁ ସେ 40 କେଜି ଖାଦ୍ୟ ଖାଇବ କିନ୍ତୁ ସେଇଟା ପ୍ରଦାନ କରାଯାଉଛି ଗୋଟେ ପିମ୍ପୁଡ଼ି ତାର ଗୋଟିଏ ଚାଉଳ ହେଲେ ସେଟା ନେଇଯିବ ତାହେଲେ ଭଗବାନ ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କୁ ପ୍ରୋଭାଇଡ୍ କରୁଛନ୍ତି ଯାହାର ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ଅଛି 80 ଲକ୍ଷ ଜୀବଙ୍କର ଆବଶ୍ୟକତା ପୂରଣ କରୁଛନ୍ତି ତାହେଲେ 4 ଲକ୍ଷ ମାନବଙ୍କର କାହିଁକି ପୂରଣ କରାଯିବ ତେଣୁ ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ଆର୍ ରିଏଲି କୃଷ୍ଣ କନସିୟସ୍ ଦେ ରିମେନ୍ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ସାଟିସ୍ଫାଏଡ୍ whatever is provided to them. So this fact is stated in this verse that santushta nirihasya santushta in whatever they get they remain satisfied. That is santushta. Santushtasya nirihasya. They don't desire more. They remain satisfied but whatever provisions have been made by the Lord they remain satisfied. एवं स्वात्मा रामस्य जब सुखम दे गेट प्लेजर दे गेट हैप्पीनेस फ्रॉम देयर सोल आत्मा फ्रॉम देयर रियल सेल्फ दे गेट देयर दैट सैटिस्फैक्शन सबसे दो सुमर आत्मा राम देयर टू टाइप्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज
One is called Atmara and another is called Indriya. Indriya means senses. Those who get the happiness or find pleasure in their senses, they are called Indriya. And those who find pleasure or happiness from their soul, they are called Atmara. So in human beings, you find two types of people. One is called Indriya and another is called Atmara. So Indriya means they try so many procedures, they make so many arrangements for getting pleasure, for giving pleasure to their senses. In Bhagavad Gita it is stated, Evam pravartam chakram nam pratyayaja aghayo indriya rama bhogam partha sadhyam. In chapter 3, the Lord says that the Lord has given a law, a rule for human beings how to live satisfied, live comfortably or to live happily. Lord has his law or rule. What is that rule? Na annat bhavati bhutani. We require foodstuffs, anath bhavati bhutani. Parjanat annasambhavam. How this foodstuff is available? Na it is by rain. Parjanat means rain. From rain, if rain is there, then there will be foodstuff, there will be crops. And then how this rain will come? Na jagyam bhavati parjanya. This rain comes out of jagyam or sacrifices. Recommended activities in the Shastra, in Vedic literature. Jagya karma samudbhavam. Jagya karma means, jagya means a sacrifice, a fire sacrifice is one kind of jagya. So there are so many activities recommended in Vedic literature which are called jagya. So Bhagavad Gita ra tutya dhaya ra vahan kosandhi je amara cha avasakta, manusar cha avasakta aichi যে কোন কতকো কোন আমরা আবশ্যকতা নেই অন্ন খাদ্য শস্য ইত্যাদি আমরা আবশ্যকতা রয়েছে অন্নাদ ভবতি ভূতানি আমার সব খাদ্য শস্যের আবশ্যকতা রয়েছে সে খাদ্য শস্য কেমিতি আমি পাইবা না যজ্ঞ পর্যনাদ অন্ন সম্ভব বর্ষা হলে বৃষ্টি হলে যাইকি শস্য উৎপন্ন হবে তেমন বৃষ্টি কেমিতি হব বৃষ্টি মানে বৈজ্ঞানিক মানে সৃষ্টি করিপারবে আমার যেটি মরুড়ি পড়ে যাচ্ছে বৈজ্ঞানিক মানে সেটি বর্ষা করাইপারবে করিপারবে বর্ষা কেমিতি হচ্ছে না যজ্ঞ হচ্ছে পর্জন্য যজ্ঞ মাধ্যমে পর্জন্যর বর্ষা হচ্ছে তেমনি যজ্ঞ পাইলে কোণ না যজ্ঞ কর্ম সমুদ্ভবম দ প্রেসক্রাইবড অ্যাক্টিভিটিস ইন বেদিক লিটারেচার দ্যাট ইজ কল্ড যজ্ঞ সো ইন দ্য নেক্সট ভার্স ইট ইজ স্টেটেড দ্যাট কর্ম ব্রহ্ম ভব বিধি বাট ইজ হোয়াট আর দোজ অ্যাক্টিভিটিস দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড ইন ব্রহ্ম ব্রহ্ম মিন্স বেদিক লিটারেচার Veda, Brahma called Veda. Then karma, Brahma, Bhavadi, Brahma, Khara Samudhavam. We may say this Veda is written by somebody. So how it is authentic? The Lord says, Brahma, Akhara Samudhavam. Brahma is not written by any living being. It comes from Akhara. Akhara means the Lord, who is not perishable, Akhara. He is not perishable. He is akshara. He remains eternal. So this Veda comes from that eternal person, akshara. Brahma akshara sindhava. Karma brahma buddhi brahma akshara sindhava. Tasmat sarvatam brahma nitya jagya pratishtha. That's why all the prescribed activities that are called jagya, that are described in Vedic literature. Tasmat sarvarata brahma nitya jagya pratishtha. So this is the rule or this is the law provided for the human beings, for the mankind. So evam pravartam chakram nam vartya. This is a chakra, this is a circle. This is chakra or called circle. We require rice. Rice is possible through rain. Rain is possible through recommended sacrifice, fire sacrifice or prescribed activities written in the Vedic literature. So this is the circle. Evam pravartam chakram nanu bhaktya tiyatya. Those who do not follow this circle, or those who do not follow this rule, they are called aghayu indriya rama. Aghayu. Their lifespan is full of sins, sinful activities. They commit all sinful activities. And their ayusha means their lifespan is full of sinful activities, aghaya. Among Indriya Ram, they get pleasure through their senses, Indriya Ram. They call Indriya Ram. So Mogam Partha Sajvat. So their life is useless. Mogam is useless. Without any use. Mogam Partha Sajvat. So those generally and these types of people are predominant in our human society. Only they live, it is stated in there is one proverb. Man eats to live or lives to eat? It is stated. Man eats to live or lives to eat? Manisha Thayabe Vantuji na Panchami Khavachi. This question is asked. Sadhanta Manisha Thayabe Vantuji. Kemiti ame bhala khaiba, amar kemiti ke, amra charbak. Charbak, there is one rishi, our this Vedic philosophy, there is one rishi. Actually, he is not Vedic, but somehow or other, he is famous because of his atheistic word, atheistic speech. He said that Javad Jibet Sukham Jibet. You might have heard this Sanskrit verse. He says, how much we live, how much time we may live, Javad Jibet. How many years you may live? We should live happily, Sukham Jibet. How to live happily? Na runam bhutva bhutam bibet. You live happily by taking good foods, by taking very delicious foods. So how will get money to prepare these foods, prepare food preparations, requires money. Now runam bhutva, you get some loan from others, from banks or somebody else, you get some loan. Then how to repay that loan? Na bhasmi bhuta se deyasya, bhuta punaragaman bhavati. This body is subject to perishable. It burns, it ultimately it ends, it dies. So when one dies, so he is put on fire. Bhasmi bhuta se deyasya. His body is put on fire. Kuta punaragaman bhavati. How he comes again? So that he will repay. Why should he worry for his repayment of loan? He should not worry for that. So this is an atheistic proposition by Charvak. This is a famous our Hindu this famous person, Charvak. And also in Prabhupada's quote, Shloka, you will find this verse. Javad Jivet Sukham Jivet Runam Bhutva Bhutam Bibet Bhasmi Bhutasya Deyasya Bhuta Punaragam Bhavati. It is a Charvak Karar Katha Raichi. You know, so generally people live to give pleasure to their senses. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, they are called Indriya Ram. They are, Samana Vashanti, Indriya Ram Bhakti. Yomanagi, Mogham Partha Sajivat. They are like, Samana Jivanta is Bhutta. Bhutta is Bhutta. Yadyo Samana Bhanti, Samana Bhut Prakar Puraskar Pandi, Bhut Prakar Jasa Pandi, Bhut Prakar Samman Pandi, Bhut Prakar Dhana Sampati Raita hai. ये सब रहता है समाज के समान प्रतिष्ठित व्यक्ति किंतु शास्त्र अनुसार देखे गले से मैंने होती तांकर जीवन होती यूजलेस बेकार है इन सोसाइटी दे में भी अडोर दे में भी वर्शिप बिकॉज ही इज अ वेरी एबल पर्सन ही इज एबल टू अरेंज सो मेनी ऑपुलेंसेस टू अर्न सो मेनी वेल्थ. He is having so many fame. All people worship him. So in society they may be very highly praised. But in Bhagavad Gita the Lord says, Mogam Partha Sajivat. His life is useless. Mogam Partha Sajivat. Just like our Vaishnava Acharya, they have written, Hari Hari Bipale Janam Bhuayana. Manusya Janam Paya Radha Krishna Navajya Janiya Sunya Visakaya. So human life is meant for the
worship of the Lord, human life is mean to realize God, to realize himself, to realize God, realize Krishna, and that is the success of this life, human life. मनुष्य जीवन प्रकृत लाभ होगी भगवान को जानवा निजी जानवा भगवान को जानवा और भगवान सहित आम कौन संबंध अच्छी से जानवा मनुष्य जीवन उद्दिष्ट न खाली इंद्रिय तृप्ति जीवन बीते साधारण लोक मैंने से जीवन तृप्ति से ही जीवन टाइम बीते अधिकांश लोक सतकड़ा अनुसूत भाग लोक अच्छे ये भाव में अच्छा इंद्रिया राम किंतु खूब क्वचित लोक अच्छा ये आत्मार आनंद प्राप्त होती जहाँ कथा कह आत्माराम संतुष्ट निरेश स्वात्मा राम से जग सुख जो जुगर आत्माराम से मैंने दो जुगर आत्माराम दे गेट रियल प्लेजर दैट सुख दैट प्लेजर इज एंडलेस प्लेजर दैट दैट इज नो हैविंग नो एंड दैट हैप्पीनेस दैट दैट इज नो दैट इज हैविंग नो एंड दैट हैप्पीनेस इंडिया राम वॉट एवर हैप्पीनेस दे गेट दैट इज ओनली आद्य अंतमंत कौंतेय इट हैज ए बिगिनिंग एंड इट हैज इट्स एंड वॉट एवर हैप्पीनेस वी गेट थ्रू आवर सेंसेस इंद्रिया राम दोज हु आर इंद्रिया राम दोज हु आर दोज हु गेट हैप्पीनेस थ्रू देयर सेंसेस दे आर कॉल्ड आद्य अंतमंत कौंतेय इन चैप्टर 5 भगवद गीता लॉर्ड सेज दैट चेहि संस्पर्श भोगा दुख जनय होते आद्यंतवंत कौंतेय नवतेषु रमत बुद्ध दोज हू आर रियली इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन दे डू नॉट गेट प्लेजर थ्रू देयर सेंसेस बिकॉज वट एवर हैप्पीनेस वी गेट थ्रू अवर सेंसेस फॉर दैट हैप्पीनेस वी हैव टू डू सो मेनी पेन वी हैव टू अंडरटेक सो मेनी पेन दुख जोनय वट एवर हैप्पीनेस कम्स वट एवर मेटेरियल हैप्पीनेस कम्स इट कम्स थ्रू अनहैप्पीनेस ओनली दुख जोनय we have to toil so much we have to labor so much so that we get some money so whatever money we get it comes through so many pain so many sufferings we get some food and wealth and whatever wealth we spend for our for getting pleasure to giving pleasure to our senses that is what adya antaranta kumtiya Whatever sense pleasure we get, it has its beginning and it has its end. Adya antavanta kanta. So those who are really intelligent persons, they do not get pleasure through their senses. Not esu ramate buddha. Jo mane indriyan bhakti, Bhagavad Gita pancham adhyaya bhagavan sam kohchanti. Jehi sanspurshya bhoga. Ame jo mane indriyan jo gota dukkha bhoga ananda pauchu, sita hauchi दुख जन बहुत कष्ट आम कि आनंद पाता कि सुख पाऊ जैसे बहुत धनी व्यक्ति अच्छी टाटा बेरड़ा एम सब बहुत धनी व्यक्ति से धन कमा कमी कमा बहुत कष्ट से कमेवन जदि बा कि सुख से पाँच जो सुखर आदि अच्छी से सुखर अंत अच्छे आदि अंत तेनाली नु रमते बुद्ध तेनाली बुद्धिमान व्यक्ति दोज हु आर रियल इंटेलिजेंट They don't get pleasure through their senses. Not this one. So, Samana Prabhupada is Atma Rama. Atma Rama is Ananda Pausandi, Jayatma Su Prasidat. Atma Rama is Atma, those who get pleasure through their souls, Atma, or through their real self, that is called a real happiness. So, here it is stated that those who are really who remain satisfied, santushta, nirihasya, those who do not desire unnecessary things. We cannot be desireless, we will always have some desire, and that desire is to serve the Lord. Ananya vilasta sunyam, jnana karmadi anavitam, anukulena krishna sakura, anukulesya krishna nusyana, bhakti rutam, this is called bhakti. In bhakti rasamrita sindhu, it is stated by Rupa Goswami, that jyotaka those who are having desires in kail pache pratham kail kon seta we cannot be desireless we must be having some desire But their desire is anyabhilasha shunya, anyabhilasha. Anyabhilasha means only desire is to serve Lord. Other than this desire, whatever desire we are having, that is called anyabhilasha. Anyabhilasha. So we are having some abhilasha, always we are having some desire, but the desire to serve the Lord is the real desire. Other than this desire, whatever desires we are having, that is our anyabhilasha. So when one becomes anyabhilasha shunyam, those who are having no desire other than serving the Lord, even jnana karmadi anabhutam, and they undertake this devotional service without any this jnana. Jnana means empiric knowledge, jnana. And karma, those who depend on this karmakandya dhara, in Veda, there is karmakandya dhara. So living as a this jnana-kanda and karmakanda in Veda. There are three kandas in Veda. One is called jnana-kanda, one is called karmakanda, one is called upasana-kanda. It is stated that karma kanda or jnana kanda kevala visera bhanda amrita valiya jeva khaya nana jani sadapire padarcha bhakthana pare yara janma adapata jaya. In Vedas, actually it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord says, Mahaprabhu says it very nicely, that out of so many living entities, I said in Padmapurana, it is stated 8,400,000 kinds of living entities are there. So out of them, only 400,000 or 4 lakh kinds of human beings are there. So out of these 4 lakh kind of human beings, most of them are there nastika, Bodha, Purinda, Mrecha, Emanso, they do not accept this Veda. Veda, जो जेनामान से गवन सम भागवत जेनामान से गवन सम दो डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट वेद दे आर कॉल्ड मेच जवन बौद्ध पुलिंद दे आर दे डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट वेद एंड दो डू एक्सेप्ट वेद मोस्ट ऑफ देम आर जस्ट दे टू फॉलो ओनली थ्रू लीव्स गिव लीव सर्विस टू वेद दे ओनली एक्सेप्ट वेद फॉर वेद से एक्चुअली दे डू नॉट बिलीव इन वेद. That's why in the name of Veda, there are so many animal sacrifices were being done, some 2500 years back. So only in the name of Veda, so many animal sacrifices were done. The only aim is to get their meat. Masa khaya pani lokmane khali Veda dwai deitri esam karte kortile jivata esam kortile. That means for that reason Lord came as Buddha. Samahaya Suradhisam. Those Suradhisam, those real atheists, they in the name they say that we are believers in Veda. But they do not believe the real essence of Veda. In Veda there is a mention of animal sacrifice, and they undertake that animal sacrifice. Their only aim is to get meat, their place, to get their place. So, out of those who really believe in Vedas, most of them are karmakandya. They are attracted by this karmakandya dhara in Veda. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated how karmakandya. Jamimam paskritam vacham pravadanti yavipasthita vedabhadam takartha nanyata astiti bhadam. When they read Veda in karmakandya dhara, there are so many opulences described about the higher universes, the higher universes, the Sarvaloka, Mahaloka, Ganaloka, higher planets. There are so many opulences are there. So they are attracted to this karmakandya dhara. In Veda, Veda, this karmakandya, or this fruitive activities of this Veda, fruitive section of this Veda, they are attracted to this karmakandya. And those who are above that, they are attracted to empiric philosophy, jnana kanda. So bhakti is above this karma kanda and jnana kanda.
That's why it's stated in Rupa Goswami, in Bhakti Sanat Sindhu. Anyaya Vilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadhyana Uttam. Anupriyena Krishnanshilam.
So there are, one is favorable way and another is unfavorable way. There are 12 mellows, 12 rasas. Rasavaisa, he is the embodiment of all rasas, of all mellows.
Five are favorable and seven are unfavorable. Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. These rasas or these mellows are favorable rasa for the Lord. And unfavorable rasas, unfavorable means which Krishna doesn't like. Just like Kansa. Kansa is related to the Lord in the form of fear. In the rasa, in the mellow of fear. He was always afraid of Lord. At the time of our Hiranyakasipu, all the atheists, all the asuras, all the demons, they are always fearful of the Lord. Just like we are always thinking of the Lord. Similarly, they are always also thinking of the Lord, but they are taking it unfavorably. That's why they are not getting happiness or they are not getting pleasure. Whereas the devotees, they always think of the Lord and get pleasure, get unlimited happiness. Anandam buddhivardhanam, that is called. So similarly, there are seven unfavorable rasas. So in our Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our Rupa Goswami says, these five types of favorable rasas, so that is called bhakti, bhakti ruttama. Itauchi prakrita bhakti. So we cannot be desireless, but our only desire should be to serve the Lord. So this point is stated here, that santushtasya mirihasya swatma ramasya jat sukham. We cannot be desireless, but our only desire should be to serve the Lord. So those whose only desire is to serve the Lord, they are called miriha, mirihasya. And swatma ramasya jat sukham. Swatma ramasya means they get pleasure through their soul or through their real self, they get their pleasure. From inside they get pleasure, Atmaram. So, kutastat kama lobhena. So, whatever they happiness, whatever they pleasure they get, how it can be compared to those who get pleasure through kama lobha? Kama lobha. Kutastat kama lobhena. Dhavato artheya viseha. Those who are influenced by this kama and lobha. Kama means so many desires and lobha means greed. Those who are influenced by this sense in pleasure or kama and lobha means greed. So how can they get dhavato arthi hayadisa? Those who are, in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 3, it is stated. The Arjuna asked one question. Ja kahinki, why, atha kenam prayuktayam papam charati purusha? Anichanavi vasneya baladipa niyojita. Why people are doing so many sinful activities? It appears that as if they are not interested, but someone is forcing them to do these sinful activities. Atha kena prayuktam papam charanti purusha anichchanavi varsneya baladipa niyojita. So Lord says, kamayesa krodhayesa rajaguna samudbhava mahasana mahapapma vidhi enam ya bairinam. They are our enemy. This kama, krodha, they arise out of rajaguna samudbhava, that they arise out of mode of passion. So in this material world there are three kinds of modes. One is mode of goodness, one is mode of passion, and another is mode of ignorance. Sattva, raja, tama. Tinuti guna raj, both the jagat. Then those who are influenced by mode of passion, they are having so many desires, kamana, and if their desire is blocked, or their desire is somehow or other is there is a hindrance to this desire, then comes krodha or anger. द लॉर्ड सेज काम एस क्रोधेश रजगुण समुद्भव दिस काम क्रोध आराइज आउट ऑफ दिस मोड ऑफ पैशन रजगुण समुद्भव एवं महासनो महापापमा इवन इफ यू गो ऑन फुलफिलिंग ऑल योर डिजायर स्टिल देन योर डिजायर वोंट बी सैटिस्फाइड यू विल डिजायर मोर एंड मोर एंड मोर मेटेरियल डिजायर्स यू विल गो ऑन इंक्रीजिंग इट कैनॉट बी सैटिस्फाइड इवन इफ यू गो ऑन सैटिस्फाइंग योर डिजायर्स दे वोंट रिमेन सैटिस्फाइड अनसैचुरेटेड दैट इज कॉल्ड महासम एवं महापापमा टू फुलफिल देयर डिजायर्स मेटेरियल डिजायर्स दे डोंट हेजिटेट टू कमिट एनी टाइप्स ऑफ सिंस एनी टाइप्स ऑफ सिंस सो दिस इज महासन महापापा विधि एनम ये बैरिणम दैट्स व्हाई दिस आवर डिजायर्स एंड दिस क्रोध ऑल दिस आवर आवर रियल एनिमी काम इज क्रोध इज रजोगुण So those who are influenced by this kama, krodha and lobha, lobha means greed. Greed, whatever they get, our kama, kama means our kamana or desire. If it is hindrance, then there is anger. If it's our desire is fulfilled, then comes greed comes. So kama is in the middle. If it is there is a hindrance to this desire or kama, comes anger. And when that kama or that desire is fulfilled, comes lobha or greed. We require more and more and more. That is called greed. So kama, krodha, lobha. These things are in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, it is stated that these are the gates towards hell. त्रिविधं नरकस्येदं द्वारं नाशनमात्मना काम क्रोधस्तथा लोभ तस्माद् एतत्रं त्यजेत् ए तीनोटि होची द्वार नरकक जीवार द्वार काम क्रोध लोभ तेणु भगवान कहते से निश्चित भाव एक त्याग करने कथा तेणु हियर इन नारदमुनी अल्सो सेज द सेम थिंग दैट कुतस्तत् कामलोभेन धावतो अर्थहया दिश फॉर अर्निंग For earning our livelihood or for earning some wealth, we go on doing so many things. Sukadeva Goswami, in the beginning, they say the same thing. Sukadeva Goswami says in chapter in our canto, second canto, Sukadeva Goswami says, Nidraya hriyate naktam vevayana chavavaya diva charte harajan kutumba bharanena va. Just like it is stated, artha hiya, divyacharta haya rajan. Where to get money? Our Gorgonda Samara says, money, 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 sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. Yes, turned like this. Money, 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 sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. So all are attracted towards this money. How to get more money, more money, more money. Nidra hrete naktam, in the night they spend the time by sleeping or nidra hrete vyavahena chavapaya or by association with women. Even in the daytime, where to get money? Divachartha harajan. So that with that money we will maintain our family. Kutumba bharani nava. In this way the life of general people goes. Or they waste their life in this way. Where to get money? Lord has provided everything for them. With little pursuit or little endeavor, one can get their requirement. But they go on doing 24 hours. How to get so many? How to accumulate money or wealth? In this way, they spend their life. So here Narada Muni says that in the next verse, chapter text 17, that sada santushta manasaha sarva siva mayadisa sarkara kantakadibhyo jato pana pad sivam. That means for a person who has suitable shoes on his feet. So if we go barefoot while we doing sankirtan, somebody goes barefoot. If there is pebble or there is thorn, then he gets so much pain. But if somebody wears slipper or wears shoes, then he can go on smoothly on that road. Similarly, Narad Muni says, for a person who has suitable shoes on his feet, there is no danger even when he walks on pebbles and thorns. For him, everything is auspicious. Similarly, for one who is always self-satisfied, there is no distress. Indeed, he feels happiness everywhere. So, those who are self-satisfied, Atmaram, how one can be Atmaram, how one can be self-satisfied? When one becomes a devotee of the Lord. Atmaram. Even if he is Atmaram, he is attracted by the Lord, towards the Lord. Atmaram asya munayo nirgantha api urukrame kurbanti ahitukin bhaktim ito bhuto ganahari. This is the qualities of the Lord, that he attracts everyone, even if he is Atmaram. Atmaram means generally they get self-satisfied. They are self-satisfied, Atmaram. Those the Lord, there are different stages of this self-satisfied persons. Just like our Sukadeva Goswami, he was a self-satisfied person. From the beginning, he was self-satisfied. Soon after his birth, he went away to the forest because he was self-satisfied. He didn't require anything. But when he heard the lilas or the pastimes of the Lord, he was attracted to him. Then he came and read this Bhagavatam from his father. In the beginning he was nirgunya. Parinishtitopi nirgunya, uttama sloka bhataya, uttama sloka lilaya, gruhita cheta radhase, akhyanang dada jitavan. He has said to Parikshit Maharaj, in the beginning, I was self-satisfied, and I was this empiric mark, empiric knowledge. I was satisfied with this empiric knowledge, means Brahma. I was getting satisfaction or getting pleasure through Brahma realization. Brahma realization is a partial realization of the Lord. So, in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami was Brahma realized. Brahman realized. Brahmana means he is Brahman realized. Brahman. But he was attracted towards the Lord by hearing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why he came to his father, Vyasamuni, then and he read this Bhagavatam from him. Then only he spoke it to Sukadeva Goswami. So in the beginning he was Atmaram. But then he became a devotee. So those who are self-satisfied, they don't ask for anything. They don't, just like Madhavendra Puri. He was not asking for anything. Whatever is available to him, he was maintaining his life in this way, Madhavendra Puri. He was not asking anything from anybody. So whoever gives anything to him, then he remains satisfied with that. Madhavendra Puri. You know the Madhavendra Puri's Gopinath, Ramana Gopinath. So recently we went to Gopinath. Our Pratapruddha Prabhu, our Gaurunarayan Maharaj, we went to Jaleswar. They are one Namata annual festival was going on. That's why we went there. On the way, we went to Ramana Gopinath. So there are 12 called Amrita Kelis, 12 pots, little pots provided to the Lord Gopinath in the evening. So Madhavendra Puri came from Govardhan, Vrindavan, because the Lord ordered him to bring this sandalwood, Malaya Sandana, from Jagannath Puri. So he was old age. He was having very old. But still then he came from all the way from Vrindavan to Puri. On the way, he went to Ramana Gopinath. So there he saw that these milk pots were served to the Lord. So he thought that if I get the taste of this milk, then I can also offer this same milk to our Gopa in Govardhan. But when he thought that before it is offered to the Lord, I thought of tasting it, releasing it. So it is a offense. That's why he went away from the temple and sat there in a tree, underneath that tree. Near his samadhi is there now. His samadhi is there. So the Lord understood that my devotee wants this milk, how its taste is, he understood. That's why when 12 pots were offered to him in the evening, then the pujari, after offering, then after the chanting Gayatri and all these things, then take away those milk pots. But he didn't count it. Actually, the Lord covered one pot inside his dress. That's why he is called Kirochara Gopinath. The Lord stole this milk for his devotee, Kirochara Gopinath. So he gave this in dream. He told his pujari to come and take this pot and give it to Madhavendra Puri. So the pujari came, he took bath and then came to the temple and then found a pot inside the Lord's dress robe. He was astonished. For the devotee, the Lord can also steal. Lord can steal for his devotee. That's why he is famous as Kirochara Gopinath. Bhagavan tankara mane bhakta mana pai sabu kichi kari paranti emiti ki khira madhya chori kari paranti. Madhavendra Puri asthile tanku Bhagavan Gopal tanku kahithile je tame jao puri ki jao situ chandan ana. Ebong this our chandan, this from 24th akitutya, this chandan that started, actually this was the beginning, was from there. Madhavendra Puri applied this Malaya Chandan, this Chandan, to Gopinath in Ramuna. From that day, this Chandan festival is going on. From that day, from Madhavendra Puri's day. Madhavendra Puri jatale Gopal patele, tame jao Puri ki jao, sit Chandan an. Madhavendra Puri bahut bayasa hi jaitala, buddha bayasa. Then tathavi se Bhagavan kara ichha ku purna kariya pai, se asandi, Puri ki asandi. ଏବଂ ବାଟରେ ସେ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଯାଇଛନ୍ତି ରେମୁଣା ଗୋପୀନାଥ ଯାଇଛନ୍ତି, ସେଠି ସେ ଦେଖିଲେ ଗୋପୀନାଥଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ 12 ଅମୃତ କେଳି ଭାଣ୍ଡ ଲାଗୁଛି, ଭୋଗ ଲାଗୁଛି। ତେଣୁ ସିଏ ଚାହିଁଲେ ସେ ଅମୃତ କେଳିର କେମିତି ସ୍ୱାଦ ରହିଛି ସେ ଜାଣିଲେ ସେଭଳି ଭାବରେ ଗୋପାଳଙ୍କୁ ସେଠି ଭୋଗ ଲଗେଇବେ, ଏକଥା ଚିନ୍ତା କରୁଛନ୍ତି। କିନ୍ତୁ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କୁ ଯେହେତୁ ଭୋଗ ଲାଗିନି, ସେତେବେଳେ ସେ ତାର ସ୍ୱାଦ ପାଇବା ପାଇଁ ଚିନ୍ତା କରିଦେଲେ, ସେତେବେଳେ ସେ ଜାଣିଲେ ଏଇଟା ଗୋଟେ ଅପରାଧ ହେଇଗଲା। ତେଣୁ ସେ ମନ୍ଦିର ବାହାରେ ଯାଇକିରି ଗୋଟେ ଗଛ ମୂଳରେ ରହିଥିଲେ। କିନ୍ତୁ ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କ କଥା ଜାଣିପାରିଲେ, ତେଣୁ ଭଗବାନ କଲ କଲେ ନା ସେ ଯେଉଁ 12 ଅମୃତ କେଳି ଥିଲା ତା ଦେହରେ ଗୋଟିଏ ଲୁଚେଇ ଦେଲେ ନିଜ ଲୁଗା ଭିତରେ। ତେଣୁ ସେ ପୂଜାରୀ ସବୁକିଛି ବାକି ସବୁ 11 ଇଏକୁ ନେଇଗଲା, ସେ ଆଉ ଗଣିନି। କିନ୍ତୁ ତାପରେ ରାତିରେ ଯେତେବେଳେ ସେ ଶୋଇଛନ୍ତି, ସେ ପୂଜାରୀ ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କୁ ସ୍ୱପ୍ନରେ କହିଲେ ଯେ ମୋର ଭକ୍ତ ଅଛି ସେଠି ଗଛ ମୂଳରେ ରହିଛି, ତମେ ମୁଁ ତାଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ଗୋଟେ ଚୋରି କରି ରଖିଛି ଗୋଟେ ଅମୃତ କେଳି, ତମେ ଏଇଟାକୁ ନେଇକି ତାଙ୍କୁ ଦିଅ। ତେଣୁ ସେ ପୂଜାରୀ ଉଠି ସ୍ନାନ ପାନ କରି ମନ୍ଦିର ରାତି 12 ରାତି ଅଧରେ ସେଠି ଯେତେବେଳେ ପହଞ୍ଚିକି ଦେଖିଲେ, ଦେଖିଲା ବେଳକୁ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଡ୍ରେସ୍ ଯେଉଁ ରହିଛି, ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଲୁଗା ଭିତରେ ସେ ଅମୃତ କେଳିଟି ରହିଛି। ତେଣୁ ସେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ନେଇକିରି ଯାଇକି ପଚାରିଲେ, କିଏ ମାଧବେନ୍ଦ୍ର ପୁରୀ, କିଏ ତମ ପାଇଁ ଭଗବାନ ଚୋରି କରିଛନ୍ତି ଏମିତି କହିକି ଯେତେବେଳେ ଯାଉଛନ୍ତି, ସେତେବେଳେ ସେ କହିଲେ ମୁଁ ମାଧବେନ୍ଦ୍ର ପୁରୀ ଗଛ ମୂଳେ ବସିଥିଲି। ତେଣୁ ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କୁ ସେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଉପାସ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହେଲେ। So, even in this way, our point is that sada santushta manasa sarva siva mayadisa sarkara kantakadibhyo jathopana pada sivam. Just like just a person who wears a shoe, he can very well travel or very well walk on even if pebbles or thorns, he can walk. Easily work. He doesn't get any
in discomfort. Comfortably works. Similarly, those who are self-satisfied, so they are not in distress. In any dangerous situation, they are not in distress. They are self-satisfied. Atmaram. That's called Atmaram. So, in text 18, it is said, Santushta kenava rajan na vartita api barina upastha jaiha karpanyat gruha palayate jana. So, those who are santushta, in any circumstances, who can remain satisfied, so for them there is no problem. Santushta kenava rajan na vartita api barina. Even if he doesn't get any food, he can remain satisfied by taking some water. He can remain satisfied. But those who are pursuing this upastha jeham, for our tongue, for taste of tongue and for taste of genitals, they go on satisfying their tongues and genitals. Upastha deha karpanyad. So they are called krupana or karpanya. This is called karpanya. Krupana. Two words are there. One is krupana and another is brahmana. These two words are there. Krapana, the opposite word of karpanya is brahmana. And the opposite word of brahmana is karpanya. Brahmana means who is very liberal. Brahmana. And he is brahmana. Gargamuni says to his daughter Gargi that he is a brahmana who at the time of death remembers the Lord. He is called brahmana. And those who die without remembering the Lord, they are called kripana. It is stated in Garga Upanishad, it is stated that those who die without remembering the Lord, they are called krupana. And those who die while remembering the Lord, they are called brahmana. That is in Garga Upanishad. Garga Muni says to his daughter Gargi. So this is not here. So this was it is called krupana and brahmana. These two words are there. So those who are krupana, they always try to satisfy their tongue and genitals. So for that sake, they remain like dog in their house. It is stated by Narad Muni that gruha pala yate janaha. Gruha pala yate janaha means they remain. My dear king, a self-satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses. In one sense, we may say he is not satisfied. Even till the point of death, he is not satisfied. Those who go on satisfying their genitals and tongues, so they can never be satisfied. Even at the time of death, they cannot be satisfied. That's why, while dying, they think of these ways, how to give senses, how to give satisfaction to their senses. At the time of death, they think like this. And this life was useless, or this life was, could not be successful. But in next life, we will make so many arrangements, so many plans, and this plan, that plan, so that we can be happy. In this way, they think. That's why, Jangjang Bhagavad Gita had said that Jangjang Bhapi Smaran Bhavang Tajantanti Kalevaram Tamtam Evaiti Kauntiya Sadat Bhav Bhavita. At the time of death, whatever desire we are having, next birth we get accordingly. That desire decides what body we will get in our next birth. So because they spend their life
is satisfying their senses or their tongues and genitals, especially these two sense organs, so they can really, they cannot never be satisfied. That's why at the time of death, they think, they make so many plans that in the next life, I will do so many plans, this plan, that plan, so that I can remain happy. In this way, he has been going on in this material world, life after life. Erupe Brahmanda Pramiti Kon Bhagyavan Diva Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lokati. In this way, those who are really fortunate, they get the blessings of the Lord and they get the blessings of the spiritual master, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lokati. So that they get this devotional service, this bhakti. So when they get this bhakti, they don't, after getting this devotional service or getting this bhakti, they don't again commit this mistake of satisfying their tongues and their genitals. They go on satisfying the Lord. And when we satisfy the Lord, then we remain satisfied. But without satisfying the Lord, we cannot be satisfied. Just like one example is given, I will end my speech, I will end my lecture here in this last verse. In chapter, in canto 4, Narayana states this. That Jatha Taranmula Nisechanena Drupyantita Skanda Bhuju Prasakha Pranam Paharacha Jatendriyana Tathiva Sarva Haranamachita. Just like a tree. If we put water in the roots, Tarar Mula Visichana. Tarar Mula, Mula means root. If we water or irrigate this root of the tree, then the entire parts of the tree, its trunk, its branches, its leaves, its flowers, its fruits, everybody, everything gets that nourishment or food or water. But if we, another example is given, that jatha tarar mula nisichanena drupyanti chaskanda bhujo prana paharatsa jatendriyana. Just like we give food to our stomach. When we give food to our stomach, our entire body gets nourishment. So similarly, tathiva sarva pranamachyutetya. Similarly, when we worship the Lord Achyuta, so all are worshipped. All are satisfied. If we satisfy the Lord, all are satisfied, even including ourselves. If we go on satisfying our senses, really we cannot be satisfied. But if we go on satisfying the Lord, then only we remain fully satisfied. Just like another example I have given, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was intending to get a very large kingdom, more than his father, father's father, his father's father's father, more than that kingdom. Such a kingdom, very large kingdom. But when he got the Lord, then he said, I don't require anything. In Haribhakti Suddhodaya, it is stated that sthana vilasa tapasi stitoham Tam Tattavan Yogi Munindra Vyam Kacham Vichinam Apidibya Ratna Swami Tatasim Baram Najaj. He wanted to have a very large kingdom. Such a kingdom more than his father's name is Uttanpa. His father's father's name is Priyavata. His father's father's father is this Manu, Swambhuva Manu. Then Swambhuva Manu's, Uttanpada's son, Uttanpada's father is Swambhuva Manu. Swambhuva Manu's father is Brahma. So in one sense he wanted such a kingdom which is more than this Brahma's kingdom. 14 world, 14 universes, 14 lokas, 14 planets are there. More than that, he wanted such a kingdom. So he says, so I came to you for this land, sthana, sthana vilasa tapasya. For that reason I undertook so many pains or this tapasya. Tapasya means this austerities, austerity I undertook. And I got you, tvam praptavan, yogi the munindra bhoyam, devendra bhoyam. Even if you are not approachable, you are beyond the approach of these yogis and these demigods, you are beyond their approach. But I got you, I approached you. But Swami Kutasasmin Varam Nagar. Now I realized that I was searching for some pieces of glass. A glass, piece of glass, if it is broken, then it is useless. So now I realized that I was searching for these broken pieces of glass. Kacham Vichinam. But I got you, you are like a diamond, Mira. Kacham Vichinam Api Divya Ratna. You are a diamond. I was searching for some broken pieces of glass. But I got you, you are diamond, Mira. So I Swami Kutatasmi Varam Nagar. So I am fully satisfied. I don't require any gold. ଯୁବ ମହାରାଜ ଯେତେବେଳେ ତାଙ୍କର ପିତା ଉତ୍ତାନପାଦ ଉତ୍ତାନପାଦଙ୍କ ଯେତେବେଳେ ତାଙ୍କର କୋଳରେ ବସିବା ପାଇଁ ଚାହିଁଥିଲେ ତାଙ୍କର ବିମାତା ସୁରୁଚି ସେ ମନା କରିଦେଇଥିଲେ ତେଣୁ ସେ ଚାହିଁଥିଲେ ଏମିତି ଗୋଟେ ରାଜ୍ୟ ପାଇବା ଯେ ତାଙ୍କର ପିତା ଉତ୍ତାନପାଦଙ୍କର ପିତା ସ୍ୱାମୀଭୁବନଙ୍କର ପିତା ବ୍ରହ୍ମାଙ୍କଠାରୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ବଡ଼ ହୋଇଥିଲେ ଏ ଚଉଦ ଭୁବନରୁ ବଡ଼ ରାଜ୍ୟ ଗୋଟେ ସ୍ଥାନ କିନ୍ତୁ ଅନ୍ତିମରେ ଯେତେବେଳେ ଭଗବାନ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହେଲେ ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ଯାଇ ପହଞ୍ଚିଲେ ସେଠି କୃଷ୍ଣଗର୍ଭ ସେ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଗର୍ଭ ଯେଉଁ ଭଗବାନ ଧ୍ରୁବଙ୍କ ପାଖରେ ପହଞ୍ଚିଥିଲେ ସେ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି କୃଷ୍ଣଗର୍ଭ ସେ ସେତେବେଳେ ଧ୍ରୁବ ମହାରାଜ କହିଲେ ଯେ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କୁ କାତସ୍ୱୀ ବର ନଗର ମୁଁ କେତେ ଖଣ୍ଡ କାଚର ଅନ୍ୱେଷଣରେ ଆସିଥିଲି ଗୋଟେ କାଚ ଯଦି ଭାଙ୍ଗିଯିବ ତାର କିଛି ମୂଲ୍ୟ ନାହିଁ ଭଙ୍ଗା କାଚର ମୂଲ୍ୟ ଯେମିତି ନାହିଁ ସେଭଳି ଭାବରେ ଏତେ ବିରାଟ ରାଜ୍ୟର ମଧ୍ୟ କିଛି ମୂଲ୍ୟ ନାହିଁ ଯେହେତୁ ମୁଁ ଆପଣଙ୍କୁ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହେଲି ଆପଣ ହେଉଛନ୍ତି ହୀରା ମୁଁ କାଚର ସନ୍ଧାନରେ ଆସିଥିଲି ତେଣୁ ସ୍ୱାମୀଙ୍କୁ କୃତାର୍ଥ ସ୍ୱାମୀ ବରଂ ନଗର ତେଣୁ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ଫୁଲି ସାଟିସ୍ଫାଏଡ୍ ମୁଁ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଭାବରେ କୃତାର୍ଥ ହୋଇଯାଇଛି ମୋର ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଆନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ ହୋଇଛି ତେଣୁ ମୋର ଆଉ କୌଣସି ବର ଦରକାର କିନ୍ତୁ ଇଭିନିଂ ଡଜେଣ୍ଟ ରିକ୍ୱାର୍ ଏନି ଗ୍ରୁମ୍ ଆଉ ଇଟ୍ ଇଜେଣ୍ଟ ଆସ୍ ଫର୍ ଏନି ଗ୍ରୁମ୍ ଷ୍ଟିଲ୍ ଦେନ୍ ଦି ଲର୍ଡ ଗେଭ୍ ହିମ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଧ୍ରୁବ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଧ୍ରୁବ ଲୋକ ଦେଇଥିଲେ ଯଦିଓ ସେ କିଛି ନ ଚାହିଁଥିଲେ ମଧ୍ୟ ଯେହେତୁ ସେ ମୂଳରୁ ପ୍ରଥମେ ଚାହିଁଥିଲେ ରାଜ୍ୟ ସେଥିପାଇଁ ଭଗବାନ ତାଙ୍କୁ ସେ ଧ୍ରୁବ ଲୋକ ଦେଇଥିଲେ ଯେଉଁଟା ସବୁବେଳ ପାଇଁ ରହୁଛି ଇଭିନ୍ ଇଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଏଣ୍ଟାୟର ୱାର୍ଲ୍ଡ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରଏଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଧ୍ରୁବ ଲୋକ ରିମେନ୍ସ ଅନ୍ଡିଷ୍ଟ୍ରଏଡ୍ ଦ୍ୟାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଗୁଡ୍ ଆଜ୍ ଏ ସ୍ପିରିଚୁଆଲ୍ ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଧ୍ରୁବ ଲୋକ ସୋ ୱିଥ୍ ଦିସ୍ ଆଇ ଏଣ୍ଡ୍ ମାଇ ଲେକ୍ଚର୍ ସୋ ଇଫ୍ ଆଇ ହାଭ୍ done something wrong or something, we can clarify or so we may ask for some question. ପ୍ରଶ୍ନ ଅଛି କି କ'ଣ ଅଛି କିଛି କିଛି କହୁଛି ଭୁଲ ହେଇଛି ତାରେ ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ଏଲିଫ୍ୟାଣ୍ଟ ଇଟ୍ସ ରିକ୍ୱାର୍ମେଣ୍ଟ ଆର୍ ସୋ ସୋ ହ୍ୟୁଜ୍ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଇନ୍ ହିଜ୍ ଲେକ୍ଚର୍ ୟେସ୍ ଥ୍ୟାଙ୍କ୍ ୟୁ ଭେରି ମଚ୍ ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଭାଗବତମ୍ କି ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଗୋପାଳ ନାଥ କି ଜୟ ଶ୍ରୀ ଗୁରୁଦେବ କି ଅନନ୍ତ କୋଟି ବୈଷ୍ଣବ କି ଦାୟୀ ଗୁରୁ